Victory Lap Saturday. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
During his remarks Saturday afternoon at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, President Donald Trump rehashed the 2024 election against President Biden and Vice President Harris, but he also touted his administration's actions so far in his first month on immigration, specifically noting his mass deportation plan.
A longtime Democratic member of the U.S. House of Representatives says more people need to rise up and hold Trump accountable for what he's doing.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch says the nation is on the precipice of a constitutional crisis. Lynch, critical of President Donald Trump's first weeks in office, marked by a series of executive orders.
We have a president for the first time in this country that considers himself above the law.
But thus far, congressional Republicans have indicated no interest in challenging the president. Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
A police officer and a gunman have been killed in a Saturday morning shooting in the ICU of a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. WHP-TV's Andrew Klein was at the scene.
Six total people were hit by gunfire. Archangel Ortiz, the name of the man who came in to the hospital, they said this was targeted at the ICU specifically.
Police say the shooter took staff members hostage before he was killed by police. Three employees and two other officers were shot and wounded in the attack. Hamas released six Israeli hostages Saturday, but Israel is delaying the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. It wants assurances the next round of hostages will be freed without having to endure Hamas ceremonies that Israel calls humiliating. CBS's Deborah Patta reports from East Jerusalem.
The second phase of the deal will have to decide who controls Gaza. Hamas wants a complete withdrawal of Israeli troops, and Israel wants the rest of the hostages freed, the territory demilitarized, and Hamas out.
About a week remains in the initial stage of the Israel-Gaza ceasefire, but talks on the ceasefire's second phase, a phase that is, haven't begun. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
The end of tax credits for electric vehicles isn't slowing sales or interest in them. At the Silicon Valley Auto Show, people were waiting in line to test drive the latest all-electric vehicles, which have much higher range now and cost a lot less.
To reduce range anxiety, car manufacturers have dramatically improved the batteries in the latest EV models. Rod Rojas is a pro driver for Cadillac.
Range on the Escalade IQ, 460 miles on a full charge.
Overall, EV sales have been slowing, although Brian Moody, executive editor for Kelley Blue Book, says they aren't going down.
The sales of electric cars are continuing to grow, but they are growing at a slower rate than had been anticipated.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Santa Clara, California.
Former Major League right-hand reliever Eddie Fisher has died. The All-Star began his 15-year career with San Francisco in 59. He died Monday. He was 88. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 20. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. Temps jump up into the 40s through the next week, staying warm with a few rain showers around. Right now, it's 22.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rose,
I don't remember what to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways, I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
WRJN.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think at you. Seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
not for me. Our love was out to get me. And that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? Now all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you
Oh,
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
True, I don't want no other love, baby.
stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like a solid.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Do
socialite. Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 88-year-old Pope Francis is in the hospital fighting a lung infection. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
He's no stranger here at the Gemelli Hospital. This is his fourth stay here since 2021. 2 years ago, he was admitted for pneumonia. As for this latest scare, the Vatican emphasized that Pope Francis